From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, September 21st, 2016. I'm Philip Graham. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that the State Department of Environmental Conservation is taking comments on a plan to develop Mount Hayden as a destination for mountain biking. Those comments are being accepted until September the 26th, and the Windham Area Recreation Foundation is encouraging people to respond. Once the comments are provided to the DEC, the agency will respond and conduct more public outreach. Foundation President Nick Bobe said his group is focusing on the Elm Ridge Trail System, Windham Mountain Bike Park, Mount Hayden Trail System, and the Windham Path. The goal is to have multiple miles of mountain biking trails in these areas. Bob said having open trails makes them more accessible in an area that he described as, and I quote, land rich, access poor, end quote. Bob hopes the DEC will continue to show support and work side by side with the foundation on the project. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting in the Columbia paper that with the start of the new school year, the Hudson City School District has seen an increase in the number of young students from Central and South America enrolled in the city schools. The newest students are in addition to those who registered for kindergarten later than expected. At least 15 students for whom English is a new language registered in the district during a 2.5-week period this month, according to April Prestipino, coordinator of school improvement, during a recent Board of Education meeting. Most of the new students have been enrolled in kindergarten through fourth grade. The new arrivals will not affect staffing decisions for either regular instruction or English language learning. Superintendent Maria Studemeyer said the district employs 9 teachers of English as a new language and has the flexibility to add a 10th. There are currently 130 students attending kindergarten in the Hudson District, a 13% decrease in enrollment over the past 2 years. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Larry Rulison is reporting in the Times Union that a new area code has now been chosen to accommodate what is said to be an unprecedented demand for 5-1-8 numbers. About a year from now, phone companies will begin issuing telephone numbers in the 838 area code to new customers in the 17-county capital region. The State Public Service Commission approved the use of a second area code just last week after several months of debate over the plan. PSC Chair Audrey Zibelman said, and I quote, "We needed to create a new area code because of strong and robust demand for telecommunication services," end quote. Existing 518 numbers will not change. Once 2 area codes are in use within the region, everyone will have to dial 10 digits for local calls. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Amelia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that construction work on Woodbridge Avenue should be done by the end of October, with new sidewalks still to come. Department of Public Works Superintendent Phil Genovese said there will be a double yellow, and I quote, "no passing," end quote, line painted on the street, as well as parking spots. The Woodbridge Avenue work between Kinderhook Street and the CSX Railroad crossing passes the Chatham Middle School and local library. Mayor Tom Curran told Genovese at a town meeting last week, and I quote, "you did a great job on that road," end quote. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. The Daily Coast reports that the only polls of the 19th Congressional District race so far have come from the candidates themselves. Republican John Faso released a poll a few weeks ago from McLaughlin & Associates that gave him a 46-41 lead over Democrat Zephyr Teachout to replace Republican Chris Gibson, the Republican from Kinderhook. Teachout and the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee released a poll September the 20th showing the Democrat leading Faso 47-42. The DCCC poll also has Hillary Clinton leading Donald Trump by 3 points in the district. Barack Obama carried this area 52-46 in 2012. You can read that full story at the Daily Coast. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that the Saugerties Board of Education met behind closed doors on September the 15th in an illegal meeting the public was not allowed to attend. Board President Robert Thompson said, and I quote,
We met in a conference room for about 4 hours on a Thursday night and had some cold pizza and warm soda, and we discussed procedures, how we're going to operate as a board, what we can do, what we can't do, and looked at goal setting, end quote. Superintendent Seth Turner said the retreat included district staff. He said the board will hold a second illegal meeting next month. He said, and I quote, "We're going to get a facilitator in and we'll plan out a special meeting of the Board of Education with district administration and combine goals for district, which hasn't been done in quite a while," end quote. Kristen O'Neill, assistant director of the State Committee on Open Government, said the board should not meet together without the public's view. She said, and I quote, "Using the term retreat and allowing the school board or any public body to have a get-together outside the public meeting for team-building exercises, that type of thing, that does not have to be done in public meetings. But planning their goals for the year for the school district, clearly those are conversations that should be had in public," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that the Dutchess County Transportation Council meets on September the 21st about a plan to improve traffic safety on State Route 9G from County Route 78 to State Route 199 in Tivoli. The council study says, and I quote, "Six fatal crashes have occurred in the study area since 2009, and improving safety along the study corridors is of utmost importance. The stated goal of the CMB is to provide a safer environment for people driving, walking, bicycling, and using transit," end quote. From 2009 to 2013, there were 212 vehicular accidents on Route 9G, 16 on County Route 103, and 21 on County Route 78, that's Broadway in Tivoli. The meeting will be held at 6 p.m. in the Tivoli Town Hall at 7340 South Broadway, State Route 9. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman.
And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 81 degrees. For Wednesday night, patchy fog after 5 a.m. Otherwise, it will be mostly clear with a low around 54 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, sunny with a high near 80 degrees. Thursday night, patchy fog until 5 a.m., otherwise it will be mostly clear with a low around 52. And on Friday, a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms afternoon. It will be partly sunny with a high near 79 degrees. Friday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, with a low around 52. Sunrise today was at 6:43 a.m., and the sun will set at 6:52 p.m., providing us with 12 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 21st day of September 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.